RichlandCountyBank.com.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, where the news from ABC is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement. Also sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More college protests overnight. That is police moving in on students who had barricaded themselves in a building on the Columbia University campus in New York. More than 100 of them were arrested, put in zip ties, and taken away on city buses. Meantime, at the campus of UCLA, police say it was a violent clash between two sets of protest groups that left some injured. Chris Christie is a KABC helicopter pilot who watched.
There are more objects being thrown again on both sides, and now the pro-Israelis are in the middle with Palestinians or pro-Palestinian protesters on both sides of them. They're almost being surrounded now by smaller groups from the encampment.
Nationwide, more than 1,000 arrests have been made since the protests broke out. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, meantime, in Tel Aviv, says the only thing standing in the way of a ceasefire right now is Hamas. Vice President Harris in Florida today as a six-week abortion ban goes into effect. This is ABC News. More student debt relief being announced by the Biden administration, this time for those who may have been misled by their schools. ABC's Karen Travers explains.
The White House announced this morning that President Biden is canceling $6.1 billion in student debt for 317,000 borrowers who were enrolled at an Art Institute campus between January 2004 and mid-October 2017. This after the Department of Education found the institution, quote, engaged in widespread and pervasive substantial misrepresentation that deceive students about the value they would be receiving from their education. President Biden said in a statement the Art Institute knowingly misled students and cheated borrowers into taking on mountains of debt. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
A surge of sea lions in San Francisco, more than 1,000 showing up at the city's Pier 39, the biggest groups in well over a decade. The sea lions are heading south for their mating and following schools of anchovies. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Today's update on sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your tire and minor repair headquarters, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. In baseball yesterday, it was Ithaca over New Lisbon, 14-1, Dodgeville 4-0 over Prairie du Chien, River Valley 3-1 over Lancaster, Platteville 10-0 over Richland Center. In the SWAL, Riverdale 2-1 over Southwestern, Darlington 15-0 over Boscobel as well. Iowa Grant edged Fenimore 2-1, and Fenimore won the nightcap 8-3. Mineral Point 1-0 over Cuba City, Lafarge 8-0 over Kickapoo, and it was a win for Highland over Potosi Castle. 4-3. In softball, Platteville got by Richland Center 10-8. River Valley edged Lancaster 6-4. Boscobel 2-1 over Iowa Grant. Cuba City 7, Mineral Point 6. A win last night for Highland over Potosi Cassville 5-3. Kickapoo 11-1 over Lafarge. Fenimore 3-1 over Waseca Steuben. Chris Middleton and Bobby Portis each scored 29, and the shorthanded Bucks kept their season alive by routing the Pacers 115-92 in Game 5 of their Eastern Conference first-round playoff series. Portis had the highest point total of his playoff career and added 10 rebounds. Philadelphia won in overtime, 112-106 over New York, and Cleveland defeated Orlando 104-103. Willie Adames hit a three-run home run, and the Brewers, beat the Rays 8-2 in a game that included a nasty fight between the teams. The fracas ensued after Jose Siri and the Brewers reliever Abner Uribe exchanged heated words near first base. Uribe threw a punch at Siri, who then took a wild swing at the pitcher, and both dugouts and bullpens emptied last night. St. Louis 2-1 over Detroit. It was Detroit winning the nightcap 11-6. Boston 4, San Francisco nothing. Texas 7-1 over Washington. Seattle 3, Atlanta 2. Oakland 5-2 over Pittsburgh. Philadelphia beat the Angels 7-5. In the National League, Miami 7-6 over Colorado. The Mets beat the Cubs 4-2. San Diego 6-4 over Cincinnati. And Arizona 4-3 over the Dodgers. Baltimore got the win against the Yankees 4-2 in the American League. Kansas City 4, Toronto 1. Minnesota 6-5 over the White Sox. And Houston 10, Cleveland 9. From the NHL playoffs, Toronto 2-1 over Boston in overtime. Carolina 6, the Islanders 3. Colorado 6-3 over Winnipeg. And Nashville beat Vancouver 2-1.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
A high near 70 today, partly cloudy, breezy, and seasonal. West to northwest winds at 12 to 25. Tonight turning cloudy, showers likely later on, a low of 47. Thursday cloudy and breezy with occasional showers and thunderstorms, a high of 64. Friday partly cloudy to sunny and mild, a high of 71. In Richland Center, after an early reading today of 65, we are down from that to the current mark, which is 55 degrees. It's a pretty nice morning out there with mostly clear skies. A little bit of rain last night, just enough to get me wet at the end of the ball game last night. But 14 one-hundredths overall fell here at the studios during the night on Tuesday night. Welcome to May, May 1st. Here's Cody Johnson on FM 100.9.
I thought by now I'd have it figured out, how not to make the easy things so hard to do. I bet that I'd be further down this road if I could read the signs that point me to the truth. I never planned on being nothing but a cowboy, but somewhere I picked up this old guitar. Girl, all I can say is that I'm sorry if I get kinda careless with your heart. All the headlines, all the midnights, chasing all that empty, still ain't got it right. All the crazy, all the gypsy, I guess all I'm saying is forgive me if I don't know what I'm doing. I'm still learning to be human. So far I've been good at burning bridges, strike a match and ride right out of town. Bless your heart for never trying to fix me, quit me, or slow me down. All the headlines, all the midnights, chasing all that empty, still ain't got it right. All them crazy, all them gypsy, I guess all I'm saying is forgive me if I don't know what I'm doing. I'm still learning to be human. All the highways playing outlaw, rolling out of nowhere with the brakes off. All them crazy and the whiskey, waking up and wondering what hit me. Oh, forgive me, I really don't know what I'm doing, 'cause I'm still learning to be human. Still learning to be human.
Cody Johnson and Human here on Country and Community, WRCO. It is 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. Here we go into May. Yeah, we'll have to kind of get work a little bit more on our garden as we get a little deeper into the month. A few things are planted so far, and we're getting some timely showers. Maybe a nice day today, but maybe a pretty good soaking again on Thursday. So maybe that means pretty good mushroom supply. You never know. The last couple of years, they've been pretty scarce. A few people have found some early this year, but we could use maybe a little bit more heat. I don't know. I'm not a mushroom expert, but that's the way it seems. And it seems perhaps they've been just a little early this year, earlier than some. And that kind of goes along with our spring, too. Things a little bit different this spring than some years. A little sunshine and 55 here. As we get a little deeper into Wednesday morning, this is Tim McGraw.
Pretty face and a lonely smile, I can tell it had been a while. Like a song on the radio dial, we fell in love. She said she liked my Stetson hat, kissed my cheek and never gave it back. Somehow she made me laugh, I guess that was enough. Junkie, that one woman that'll always love me. She holds me in all my stars. Fall asleep here in the dark. Pull the gate and hold on tight.
seeing all my scars. Fall asleep here in the dark. Pull the gate and hold on tight. Underneath the rhinestone lights, she thanks God I'm still alive. Wipes the tear from her eye.
To the graduating seniors of Riverdale High School, congratulations on your achievement. Your journey is just beginning. Good luck from Cardinal Glass CG, Creative Outlet, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Julie Karen State Farm, and WCCU.
You're not sure enough to let me go. Baby, it ain't fair, you know, to just keep me hanging around. You say you don't wanna hurt me, don't wanna see my tears. So why are you still standing here just watching me drown? And it's alright, yeah, I'll be fine. Don't worry about this heart of mine. Just take your love and hit the road. It's alright, yeah, I'll be fine, don't worry.
Makers, just leave the pieces when you go. Leave your May basket, too. You're going to make a May basket? Yeah, it's been a while since I have. I think we used to do that back in school, but I'll have to see if I can make something up and impress Junie. I don't know.
Roof!
What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof!
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof!
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof!
Are you looking for quality cattle? Head to the Richland Cattle Center today at 11:30. Today's auction includes a small herd dispersal from Illinois, 22 head. It's a mixed herd of Holstein, Milking, Shorthorn, Jerseys, and crossbred. All stages of lactation, 3 bred heifers and 4 summer yearling heifers included. A few purebreds will have registration papers. Plus fresh cows, 2-year-olds, milking and bred back cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, and baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning, including today at 11:30. Your source for top-notch cattle.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Looking for great deals? The Family Thrift Shop has you covered. Join them for their 13-gallon bigger bag sale from May 15th to the 18th. Fill your bigger bag with clothing for a donation of only $10. They're open Wednesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. When you shop with them, you're supporting our local community. Your donations and purchases help other nonprofit organizations thrive. Come shop with them at 120 South Main Street. See you there.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
6:23, a win for the Bucks last night. That was, well, I don't know. I kind of felt like maybe it was going to happen, but I kind of thought that on Sunday, too, that maybe they would dig deep without Giannis and without Dame Lillard, and maybe they could get it done. They didn't on Sunday, but they did last night, at least forcing it to another night, maybe forcing it a little closer to the return of their two superstars. Here's Carrie Underwood.
Smells like my shampoo. That messed up tape deck still stuck playing that mix I made for you. Yeah, that's my strawberry wine stain, my nail polish on the tailgate. So much of me left, I bet you must get deja vu. When you're running around in that stick shift Chevy.
rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. All night country music keeps them going, and Will and Sonny keep on moving on. A good hot cup of coffee is waiting up ahead, and the rhythm of the highway hums along. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
And the Strangers, a song from the television program Moving On. Moving on toward news time, a regular feature here on WRCO, coming up in just a minute or so. Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snowblowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. Good morning. It is 54 degrees and time now for a news update sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your full-line Benjamin Moore dealer with quality paint and expert advice. And by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, the friendly feed store. Partly cloudy, breezy, and seasonal today. Highs near 70. Maybe some showers coming in late tonight. And a low of 47. Right now, we're at 54 degrees.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens, we have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. Donald Trump will use a one-day break from his hush money trial to rally voters in the battleground states of Wisconsin and Michigan. The visits today come a day after he was held in contempt of court and threatened with jail time for violating a gag order. Judge Juan M. Marchand has said that if Trump continued to violate his orders, he will impose a punishment. The former president is trying to achieve a balancing act unprecedented in American history by running for a second term as the presumptive Republican nominee, while also fighting felony charges in New York. He will appear today at a rally in Waukesha. The Department of Natural Resources says this weekend's fishing opener is looking promising. Fisheries Director Justine Ha says Lake Michigan's stock of salmon is strong. Ha says inland trout waters are well stocked, and her staff has been seeing strong natural reproduction alongside the state's stocking efforts. Fishing opens officially this Saturday, and you can get your permits and see the new regulations online at gowild.wi.gov. Also, the historic Stevens Point Brewing Company will show off its million-dollar facelift coming up this morning. A ribbon cutting for the remodeled gift shop and tap room will begin at 10 a.m. with remarks from both the brewers and the people responsible for the design and construction of the expansion. The expanded space also includes a separate tasting room, which will be reserved for tours. Designers have the challenge of integrating the historic nature of the 165-year-old structure, which they did by recapturing materials whenever possible, including the original glass from the building. Portions of the brewery are older than the city of Stevens Point itself. The state Supreme Court says Milwaukee police correctly fired an officer for posting racist memes on social media. The case stems from the 2018 arrest of then-Milwaukee Bucks player Sterling Brown. Brown sued the city and the police for excessive force and named Officer Eric Andrade as part of the lawsuit. Also, Andrade also posted several racist memes to Facebook following the incident and was fired for violating the department's social media policies. In a 5-2 vote, the Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday that the department correctly followed their stated policies and provided due process in the proceedings. Protesters are calling for the University of Wisconsin in Madison to cut ties with Israel. They've been camping on campus this week. University of Wisconsin-Madison leaders say they'll talk to protesters about their demands only after they remove an encampment they've put up on campus. Protest leaders tell reporters any decisions they make depend on how the UW responds to their demands to cut all ties with Israel over the war in Gaza. Pro-Palestine demonstrators across the country started building similar encampments in April. About 200 people rallied Monday at UW-Milwaukee. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has certified 13 nominees that are eligible for election to the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board of Directors. 8 districts are up for election beginning today. Among them is Jessica Kelly of Rock Springs and Randy Rocker of Loganville to represent District 20, which covers Richland and Sauk counties, and Jody Miller of Avoca to represent District 23, which covers Iowa and Lafayette counties. Elected producers will serve 3-year terms beginning July 1st and ending June 30th, 2027. DATCAP will mail ballots to dairy producers. Producers who have not received a ballot by May 15th should request one by contacting the DATCAP Market Order staff at datcpmarketorders@wisconsin.gov. Completed ballots must be signed and mailed to DATCAP Market Orders Program, P.O. Box 8911, Madison, Wisconsin, and postmarked on or before May 24th. For information on the election, check out wisconsindairy.org. If you're not saving for retirement, it seems you're not alone. AARP reports that 1 in 5 Americans 50 and older have no retirement savings. Public News Service says that Wisconsin does not have state-operated retirement accounts yet. Supporters of that initiative hope legislators will work to create the infrastructure needed to keep Wisconsinites here in their golden years. The second in a series of third congressional district primary forums will be held tonight at 6:30 at the Student Union Theater in La Crosse on the UW La Crosse campus. The forum will air from 6:30 until 8 on WRCE. The forum includes Rebecca Cook, Katrina Shankland, and Eric Wilson, who are running to replace Derek Van Orden in Congress. The third congressional district covers the southwestern part of Wisconsin.
Bailey Painting Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Partly cloudy, breezy, and seasonal today, a high of 69, west to northwest winds 12 to 25. Tonight turning cloudy, showers likely late, a low of 47, and Thursday cloudy and breezy, occasional showers and thunderstorms through the day, and a high of 64. Some rain rolled in last night. We picked up 15 one-hundredths of an inch of rain prior to midnight. Yesterday's high was 71 here at the studios. Today, the midnight reading has been 65. We were at 54 briefly, and right now it is 55 degrees.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Walsh's of Richland Center in Muscadet will be having a lawn and garden sale. Select garden tools and Miracle-Gro products are on sale and many other items. Also, the annual dirt sale that everyone enjoys will be going on during that time as well. Plus on Friday, Ace and Richland Center will be having a grilling event in the parking lot. So stop in either of Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many wonderful items. And as always, and thank you, we appreciate your business.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, specializing in rural health care since 1924, making a difference by caring, educating, and healing, and by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at the busy high school sports schedule from last night, details on a Brewer win, and the Bucks stave off elimination.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
The Richland Center softball team led late before Platteville came from behind to win 10-8 in a Southwest Conference softball game last night. The Hornets scored twice in the first, two in the third, and three in the fourth in their attempt at a first conference win. Platteville scored four in the second, one in the third, and finished strong with two in the sixth and three in the seventh to improve to 4-2 in the league. Kaylee Nee had the hot bat with three hits, two singles and a double, plus a walk and four runs scored. Carly Meaden had a triple and a single with two RBIs. Chloe Darling doubled to knock in a run and scored twice. Riley Schultz doubled and had three RBIs on the night. Rainey Walsh pitched for the Hornets, going the distance. They will take on Lancaster on Thursday. Platteville plays Cuba City on Friday. Elsewhere in softball, River Valley gained a victory over Lancaster 6-4. Boscobel 2-1 over Iowa Grant. Cuba City 7 and Mineral Point 6. It was West Salem 8-0 over Westby. Westby won the nightcap 2-1. Arcadia 4-1 over Viroqua. Also among the scores, Highland 5-3 over Potosi-Cassville. Kickapoo beat Lafarge 11-1. And Fenimore 3-1 over Wazika-Steuben. Ithaca won a non-conference game at New Lisbon yesterday, 14-1. They scored it in five innings. A two-hitter, Wes Nelson, was the winning pitcher for the Bulldogs, and along the way had a good game. The three runs, the three hits, I should say, from Sammy Clary led the way. Micah Salisbury and also Wyatt Hilby each had two hits. Elsewhere in baseball, it was a win for Dodgeville over Prairie du Chien, 4-0. River Valley 3-1 over Lancaster. Platteville 13-0 over Richland Center in five innings. Darlington 15-0 over Boscobel. Iowa Grant edged Fenimore 2-1. Fenimore with the win 8-3 over Iowa Grant in the nightcap. Mineral Point 1-0 over Cuba City. The Riverdale Chieftains baseball team picked up a well-earned 2-1 win over the Southwestern Wildcats last night. The Chieftains picked up another strong pitching performance from Logan Cagle, who would go 6 2/3 innings while striking out 10, giving up just three hits and one run. Chase Chitwood would come on to record the final out of the game with a strikeout. Wyatt Storms went 2 for 3 with an RBI as Riverdale improved to 5-2 in conference, 7-5 overall. It was Lafarge getting the win against Kickapoo, 8-0. Highland 4, Potosi Cassville 3, Reedsburg 6, Mount Horeb 4, and Viroqua 10-3 over Arcadia. On the state of Wisconsin scene, starting and winning pitcher Freddie Peralta, manager Pat Murphy, and two more players were ejected in the team's 8-2 win Tuesday night. Abner Uribe and Tampa Bay outfielder Jose Siri were the two also ejected after a fight that started near first base. Peralta and Murphy were ejected after a hit batter in the sixth. The fight was in the eighth inning. Willie Adames pounded his fourth home run and drove in four runs, while rookie Ty Black went 2 for 4 with a double in his first big league game. Here's manager Pat Murphy.
I'm not sure what went on with all that. I really am not. You know, all I can say is I'm glad nobody got seriously hurt. And, you know, there's a lot of emotion in the game. And I think the way the game ended last night, there's a lot of emotion. And I think it lends itself to more emotion.
The teams wrap up the series this afternoon. It could be emotional with Colin Ray starting for Milwaukee. A win for the Mets over the Cubs, 4-2. San Diego top Cincinnati, 6-4. Baltimore, 4-2 over the Yankees. The Twins beat the White Sox by a score of 6-5. Houston over Cleveland, 10-9. St. Louis, 2-1 over Detroit. Detroit won the nightcap, 11-6. The Bucks have extended their season by at least one more game by surprising the Pacers last night, 115-92. Playing without Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard, Milwaukee took over the game in the second period and dominated the rest of the way. Bobby Portis Jr. apologized to his teammates for his early ejection in Game 4, then poured in 29 points. Chris Middleton matched that with another 29 points. The Bucks shot 52% from the floor, and Middleton and Malik Beasley each contributed 4 3-pointers. Bobby Portis says the difference was the Bucks played loose last night.
I don't think there was any weight on our shoulders. We know what we're capable of. We know what we have in the locker room, and we have guys that compete. That's the biggest thing in basketball. In a team sport, you want to have guys that compete at a high level, and we have that. So it wasn't any weight on our shoulders. I think it's more weight on theirs than ours.
There's no indications one or both of the team's superstars could be available for Thursday's game, but no official determination has been made. The Bucks play the Pacers again on Thursday as that series resumes. Philadelphia won in overtime over New York, 112-106, and Cleveland over Orlando, 104-103. Published reports indicate Wisconsin men's basketball program is close to getting a commitment from another guard arriving through the transfer portal. John Tohe, a starter at Colorado State, but averaged less than 10 minutes of playing time per game last season at Missouri. He posted on social media his plan to transfer to New Mexico, but then reportedly accepted the offer to come play for the Badgers. Elsewhere in sports, one of the winningest coaches in small college basketball is a part of the class of 2024 being inducted into this fall's Small College Basketball National Hall of Fame. Ken Anderson coached the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire for 27 years, winning more than 80% of those games. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
All Cub Cadet mowers are on sale now at the Homesteader Store. Hi, this is Rick. The sale includes industry-leading Cub Cadet Ultima zero-turn mowers with both lap bar and steering wheel units. The sale includes the quality Enduro Series lawn and garden tractors. They are all on sale, so come and save $150 to $500. See the full line of Cub Cadet products at your mower headquarters, the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana, and though I'm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child, such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge. Night's events roll through my mind, except to see not do a race by sweet red wine. And I see a truck stop sign ahead, so I change lane. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change, calling Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time.
To the graduating class of Hillsboro, may your graduation be the beginning of a lifetime filled with success, happiness, and fulfillment. Congratulations from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, WCCU, Julie Karen State Farm, and Bailey Paint and Decorating.
Baby, for once, let's don't think twice. Let's take that speed.
Lone Star, what about now on WRCO? It's now 7 minutes before 7 o'clock. Yesterday was National Raisin Day, and it's interesting. I came upon a few people yesterday that were also in my court talking about their disdain for raisins. There are a lot that like them, but I find there are quite a few that are over in my court, too, thinking about, really, what's the use of throwing them in a perfectly good muffin or cookie or something? Because you think about it, they're the worst part of the, aren't they? When you're eating a cookie that's sweet or a muffin or whatever, the raisin's like the worst part of it, right? So what do you need it for? That's, you know, people tend to agree. I like grapes real well. But raisins, I don't know if it's the texture or yeah, it's kind of the taste too, I think. But anyway, hopefully you celebrated National Raisin Day, and if I find any today, I'll certainly be giving those away on the radio.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Pre-planning a funeral can often provide peace of mind, greater choice, and lower cost. This is Mark Jelenic at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home, and Seelan Houston Funeral Home. Our website, PrattFuneralService.com, has planning tools that can help you find options that are right for you from the privacy and comfort of your home. We are also available to meet with you at any time. Our promise is that the choices you make will be carried out as planned.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you. With excellent service, a dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home health care needs. Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. And stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items.
Looking for great deals? The Family Thrift Shop has you covered. Join them for their 13-gallon bigger bag sale from May 15th to the 18th. Fill your bigger bag with clothing for a donation of only $10. They're open Wednesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. When you shop with them, you're supporting our local community. Your donations and purchases help other nonprofit organizations thrive. Come shop with them at 120 South Main Street. See you there.
Well, today is May 1st. How about that? Wrap your head around that one time as you're wrapping up your May basket today. Happy May Day! This is Cam.
You are overbearing. I'm not in love, but I don't want to tell you. And we've been contemplating how to give it up, but I can't convince you. And we've been hopelessly holding too tight when we don't even need to. And as the water fills this sinking ship, I know we have to leave too.
toward highs near 70 today, so it should be pretty nice and seasonal for the first day of May. Winds around 3, it's 55 degrees. At WRCO-FM in Richland Center, a news update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people